Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. In 2023, the Oregon State Legislature opened the door for a new kind of child care facility, outdoor preschools. Your questions or comments are welcome by email at jx@jeffnet.org. Joining me on the JX to help us learn more about the importance of this new law is State Representative Pam Marsh. Welcome.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
And to help us learn more about outdoor preschools is Yessi Verbena of Blackberry Academy Preschool. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yessi, how do you pronounce your last name?
Verbena.
Verbena.
Like the flower.
Well, let's start with the obvious question. What is an outdoor preschool, Yessi?
Well, it is a preschool in every way, except we are outside, rain or shine. So it's a place for children ages, you know, around 3 to 6 years old to learn through social emotional development.
And what do kids learn outdoors that they can't indoors?
Well, so when we're outside with children, they experience many different benefits that you don't usually get from an indoor classroom. One, they move more. They simply move more. So they get better control of their motor functions a little bit sooner. They are more creative. They work together as they come up with different games and build forts and dig and do things like that. So they work together. They also have more access to sensory skills. Preschoolers learn through sensory input primarily. So touch, taste, smell, all of those things. And so in outdoor environments, that is just an abundant place of sensory experiences. They also show increased attention spans. They're more curious. I mean, if you've ever seen a preschooler looking at a roly-poly bug, I mean, they can sit there for 15 minutes and look at this one little bug. And you just don't see that usually in these indoor environments. In fact, children who have ADHD diagnoses have way fewer symptoms in these outdoor environments. And then the bonus of it is that kids who spend more time in nature, they care about it. And so they become adults who then want to protect the environment. So there's a little bonus there.
So school becomes an adventure. Everything's an adventure. Every day is an adventure.
Every day is an adventure. And the lesson plans change with the seasons, you know? And it's very play and place-based, which is how these preschoolers really learn. They learn through play, through creating things in their minds, and being outside, it just allows them to really take the lead in their learning, which is a beautiful way to really get those lessons instilled in children.
Well, we're calling them preschoolers, but what are the age ranges?
My school and most of the outdoor preschools in our area takes 3 to 6 year olds. And while I'll be speaking primarily on that, because that's what I know, these environments are great for children and, you know, even really adults of all ages, you know?
So, Representative Marsh, what's the significance of this state legislation that includes outdoor preschools in the definition of a child care facility?
Sure. Well, just the background is, in 2023, our last long session, we passed House Bill 2717. And what that bill did was to state that outdoor preschools can be licensed in the state of Oregon. That's a very simple statement, but it was really important for the expansion of those schools because it did a couple things. First of all, it clarified that outdoor preschools can be all-day programs. Without being licensed, they could be only partial day. We know that lots of families are looking for full-day support. And it also opened up outdoor preschools to the state subsidy programs. We have a program, for example, called Preschool Promise that allows a preschool to offer basically a 6 or 7 hour day for families at no cost. The program is fully picked up by the state. It's a fabulous program, but our outdoor preschools couldn't apply to be part of Preschool Promise until they became licensed. So that's why we passed the bill. I was a sponsor on the bill. My colleague, Representative Neron, was the chief sponsor, and I was really happy to get this passed.
So now the outdoor preschools, not only can they operate at a full day, and I'm not sure what that is, so you'll have to help me understand what that is, but they also can qualify for state funding.
Right, exactly. Those two important steps forward for our outdoor preschools.
So what is a full day? What does it constitute? From what time to what time?
Well, it's going to vary based on the program. In some cases, a longer day program may go from 8 or 9 in the morning till 2 or 3 in the afternoon. So it's basically a 6-hour program. In some cases, it's really those programs are really full day. So they'd start at 8 or 9 and go till 5 or 6 when parents can pick them up.
So, Yessi, tell me about Blackberry Academy. What's your hours? And tell me, when did this start? How has it evolved? And how has this legislation helped?
So, right now, we don't actually have access. The path for licensing is there for us since this law has been passed, but the rules regulating it haven't been released yet. Those will come out in 2025. So right now I do operate under that recorded program status, which means I'm limited to those 4 hours per day. So we do 9 to 1, and I've got a few different schedules that children can, and families can come to. But this legislation that has been passed is going to be huge for programs like mine because, you know, many families who really need access to the outdoor programs, they simply can't afford it. You know, some families are spending over half of their income on childcare. You know, someone who's making minimum wage, if they've got more than one child, it's just not in the budget. So these programs, giving us the funding from the preschool promise and allowing us to accept like the state programs for employment-related daycare are going to be huge, huge for us because some of the tragedy here is that the kids who really need these programs and the health benefits that come from them aren't usually able to afford them right now. So there's a huge inequity in these outdoor programs at this time. But once we're able to get licensed, it's going to change everything for a lot of children.
That's a good point. I want to get to that equity issue. I'm talking with State Representative Pam Marsh and Yessi Verbena of Blackberry Academy Preschool about the growth of outdoor preschools in Oregon. Send your questions or comments by email to jx@jeffnet.org. So, Representative Marsh, talk about that equity equation. How does this legislation result in more equitable access?
Well, I think the first thing I'd like to reflect on is just the fact that children these days increasingly are not outside. You know, many of us, when we grew up, spent hours every day in the backyard or lived in environments where we could move around the community or the neighborhood, and parents felt that was a pretty safe thing for us to do. If you talk to anybody who's 50 or 60, they'll tell you about leaving home in the morning and coming back at noon or maybe even later in the day, and their parents didn't worry about them because there were places for us to explore and things for us to do, and we were on our bikes. We don't live in those kind of environments anymore. And for some of us, we may be lucky enough to have a home with a backyard where a kiddo can go out and play. But many of us live in different kinds of environments where we don't have access. And what does that mean? That means a kiddo in an apartment or a multifamily unit doesn't have easy access to go outdoors and look at bugs or dig in the lawn like my kids were able to do. So that's why these preschool environments are all the more important for kids to be able to provide equitable access to outdoors, to be able to get a kiddo in a space where they can experience nature, where they can have the physical and emotional benefits of, frankly, digging in the ground and looking at a bug and gazing up into a tree. Because we know, even as adults, how affirming those experiences in nature are.
Absolutely. Help me understand the economics of this issue.
Well, childcare, frankly, is in crisis. There's a whole much bigger conversation around childcare. In the state of Oregon, we think about 1 in 5 kids has access to preschool. That's a huge problem and the reason why we need to expand what we talk what we think about when we talk about preschool. And we also know programs can be extraordinarily expensive, you know, $12,000 to $14,000 a year for full-time care. That doesn't mean anybody in childcare is getting rich off of childcare. Usually they are scraping by and doing the work often because they love the work, which is not right either. They should be well compensated. But families, you know, as the price of childcare has accelerated, families' wages have not accelerated. So the state programs that provide some backstop for families are just all the more important to making sure that those kiddos can also have a preschool experience.
That sounds great. So the state is helping those low-income, lower-income families access the same kinds of quality childcare.
That is what we are very much trying to do with state investments. I will say they are still short of where they need to be. We have a program that, yes, you referred to called ERDC. It's employment-related daycare, so that you can, a parent can choose among various programs and bring that benefit with them. And we know we still have people on the waiting list who need ERDC support. So we're working on it. And it's, I think the good news here is that the pandemic really shined a spotlight on the need for childcare. And we now have employers and community colleges and the workforce people really with childcare on the mind. So I think things will get better.
So it's becoming a high priority. Yes, the outdoor preschool sounds like a wonderful time for tiny tots to tootle around for a few hours exploring natural grounds and streams as you described. But that's not so fun in 20-degree weather when the winter hits. So what happens then?
Well, you know, it's not so fun for you maybe, Mike, but I played with children outdoors in the snow. I used to teach skiing up at Mount Ashland to the preschool age range. And, you know, I firmly believe, and as do most of the outdoor preschool owners and people who work in it, that there's no bad weather. There's just bad gear. So all of my toddlers they're geared up. You know, we've got warm base layers. We've got puffy jackets and mid layers. And then they wear these Scandinavian, like basically fishermen's rain suits. So it's like a overall set and a jacket that's completely waterproof. And I've got waterproof mittens for them. And then, you know, rain boots. And we make the most out of it and have a great time in it. You know, they're at that point, they are waterproof. And so all the cold and the puddles, it all just becomes a part of the learning experience. And one of the things they learn in there is some resiliency. You know, it's not always sunshine and rainbows in life, and learning to contend with the elements does instill a certain level of resiliency in folks, you know?
You know, that's fine for kids.
Go ahead.
That sounds fine for kids, but parents get a little concerned about their safety.
Absolutely. If it was ever an area where it is truly freezing, we have risk of hypothermia or something of that nature, then we may have to call a snow day, just like any other school would. So we always keep safety in mind. But truly, we don't live in an area where that becomes a problem too frequently.
Gotcha. So, Yessi, what's the unique value proposition that attracts families to BlackBerry Academy?
Well, I think that we're filling a need in, I work out of Phoenix in Blue Heron Park. And so in Phoenix, there are no outdoor preschools at all. And it is just a beautiful area. And so being able to operate in Blue Heron Park, which is along the Miracle Mile of Bear Creek, which is home to 16 natural cold water springs, beavers and blue heron nesting and pollinator gardens and a community garden, all of which we participate in. It's a beautiful area, and it allows children to really build a deep connection with what their very own communities. And in a time where, you know, Stanford Health News recently reported that American kids spend about 7 minutes per day in unstructured outside play, but 7 hours or more of screen time. That's heartbreaking. They need to be out.
They do need to be outdoors. That's all the time we have for this segment of the JX. I want to thank you both, Representative Pam Marsh and Yessi Verbena of BlackBerry Academy. Thank you so much for joining the exchange.
Oh, thanks for the chance.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Mike Green. The JX will be back shortly.